Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you this Wednesday morning. This time of year, if you're headed out on the water, you probably have some conversation about boating safety, and it's important. The conversation we don't have enough is about environmentally responsible boating. That's the conversation we're going to have today on Issues of the Environment. Issues of the Environment is a regular part of our Wednesdays during Morning Edition, and today our guest is Dr. Joe Lattimore. Dr. Lattimore is an aquatic ecologist in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University. Good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I understand this is a return home for you from Ypsilanti, worked with the Huron River Watershed Council, and now up in Lansing.
That's right.
Well, welcome home. Without putting too much thought into it, occurs to me that the biggest threat recreational boating poses to our waters is the spread and proliferation of invasive aquatic species. Is that a correct assumption?
Well, I think so. That's the direction I'm coming from.
And with that in mind, there was an explosion of zebra mussels, infected pretty much all of the Great Lakes, all of the inland lakes as well. And for many years, you couldn't walk on the shallows without stepping on them. But it seems there's been some decline. Are the zebra mussels still an issue for our lakes?
They are an issue, but like you mentioned, they're not as bad as they were before. What we've seen is a pattern that we see in a lot of invasive species, where they'll make their invasion, they'll go crazy, we'll be overwhelmed by that. But then over time, they tend to reach an equilibrium. And what we're seeing now, especially in the inland lakes, is that the numbers aren't what they used to be. They haven't disappeared, but they're not as much of a nuisance as they were.
They probably have less food, I would assume, because they gorged at first.
Right. I think that does have a lot to do with it.
And perhaps invasive species of the plant kind is the bigger issue moving forward.
That's what we're seeing. A lot of folks are familiar with Eurasian water milfoil. That's a invasive weed that, of course, came from Europe and Asia years ago and has caused a lot of problems in the lakes because it's such an aggressive grower. But now we're looking at a whole suite of additional plants that may be making their way into Michigan's waters.
And the way it got here was through boat transportation, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's easy to make sure that the boat is clean and clear of any unwanted passengers while it's out of the water. How regularly should we be checking for these things while it sits in dock on the water? And how often should we be cleaning at or below the waterline?
If we're on a boat that's staying in the same water body, it's an occasional check is a good thing to do just to be aware of what might be there in your lake. Zebra mussels can attach to boat hulls, and different plants can attach to motors, propellers, especially intakes and that kind of thing. So it's good to check occasionally. What's most important is if you're moving a boat from one water body to the next.
I guess the next logical question is what to use when cleaning the boat, because we certainly don't want to foul the water with unnecessary chemicals and compounds that pose a threat to water and wildlife.
What we find is that hot water applied with pressure is very effective against most invasive organisms. That's using no soap, no decontaminant chemicals whatsoever. The pressure and the heat really do a good job of removing organisms, of killing viruses and bacteria that may be transported. And so in a lot of cases, simply a high pressure wash that you might find at a coin-operated car wash will do the job just fine.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Dr. Joe Lattimore. And Dr. Lattimore is an aquatic ecologist in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University. And we're talking about environmentally safe boating this morning. Now we've got our boat clean, we're ready to run and head out to deeper water. Is there anything we can do to minimize the impact of the motors and emissions on the health of the lakes and rivers?
Well, it's really important to keep everything running smoothly. Just like with our cars, we want our boats to be running efficiently. Keeping that fuel efficiency is great because it costs us less money to operate, and we're not going to be having emissions problems going out, polluting the air, or leaks that may be releasing oil or gas or other liquids into the waterway that we might not even be aware of unless we see one of those slicks on the water behind us. Then we know there's a problem.
And what about the manner of operating? Is there a danger to going at high speed too close to shore?
Absolutely. The wake that's produced by a boat moving at moderate to high speeds causes a lot of energy, and those waves and wakes can hit up against the shore, damaging shorelines and structures. People's docks can be damaged, but definitely there's an environmental impact. You're stirring up sediments. You may be disturbing the native plants and animals that live in the water. So it's smart, especially when you're near shore, to keep it at a low speed and just save the higher speeds for when you're out in the more open water.
Take it easy. We also tend to load up when we head out. Food, beverages, sunscreens, paper and plastic cups, silverware, fishing gear, fishing line. I'm betting that all too much of that stuff ends up in the water and poses a hazard to our aquatic life.
It sure does. That's something to be aware of when you're preparing for a trip out and thinking about what you're going to take with you. Be careful about what you're bringing. Don't take anything that's unnecessary, and talk to your passengers about this too, especially when you're moving faster. There's a real good chance that things get blown overboard, or certainly, you know, some people might not think twice about tossing a bit of trash, even banana peels and that kind of thing, overboard. And you want to keep that on board. You can dispose of that in the trash receptacles when you return to shore.
Once again, Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're discussing environmentally sound practices for boating on our waters this morning. Our guest is Dr. Joe Lattimore, an aquatic ecologist in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University. Do you find enough legal regulations are in place to adequately address the issues we face?
You know, there are regulations about the way that we boat and our boating behavior, and I think a lot of it is what we need is more education. One thing I'm pleased to see is there's a lot more signage and information out available about aquatic invasive species. Of course, that's the area where I emphasize, and we do see that the DNR has been posting new signs letting people know that it's actually illegal to launch a boat with any kind of weeds or plants attached. So that helps us understand that we need to clean our gear before we launch, and that goes for boats, trailers, fishing gear too. It's all really important to clean it, drain it, and dry it before you move it from one water body to the next.
Education is great, but is there enough funding for enforcement for those who choose not to comply?
It's very limited, actually, and that is an issue. And I've had boaters and members of lake associations approach me about this problem, saying, you know, we know there's laws against this, but there's no one here at the boat launches enforcing them. And that really is an issue of funding and resources to be able to do that. Having those regulations on the books, however, is a great first step to raising awareness and letting people know that it's not just a good idea, it's the law.
You know, we started off with invasive species, and we talked about the stabilization of what we're seeing in terms of the zebra mussel, but the explosion of the Eurasian water milfoil. Is there remediation to be had? Because this is an explosive plant.
It is. It really is. And it's been around in Michigan long enough that we've had a chance to really try to understand how to control it. And in a lot of lakes, we've had some success. There's a number of ways of controlling it, too.
And is one of them chemical? Because that has a whole range of issues of its own.
It is. Yeah, there are chemicals that are used and can be quite effective. And the good thing about what has been developed is that they can be very, very specific. They only are effective against Eurasian water milfoil and not other plants. They break down quite quickly in the environment. And so they can be done in a very focused way and not a whole lake kind of treatment. And then there's other alternatives as well, including if it's a small patch, just mechanically removing it, making sure to take the whole plant, because even a fragment can sprout new roots, and even biological control. There are certain insects that actually feed on it and have been used in a lot of success in certain areas.
In the meantime, where these blooms have occurred, what has been the impact on the wildlife and the fish?
The impacts can be pretty severe. These plants don't have any native predators or things that feed on them typically, so they grow very thick. They overtake all of the native vegetation. They're not the natural foodstuff or habitat for the plants and or animals and invertebrates that live in our lakes. And so they struggle. The fish struggle to find spawning areas and feeding areas and so forth. And the whole ecosystem can really change when these invasive plants come.
Are there resources for which people can learn and train to properly care for their vessels to make sure they don't help the spread of invasive species and are operating at maximum efficiencies?
Absolutely. When it comes to invasive species in particular, Michigan's Clean Boats, Clean Waters program that's run by Michigan State University Extension and Michigan Lake and Stream Associations is an excellent resource for boaters who want to learn more about how to properly clean their gear. More and more, we're seeing boat washing stations being installed at different locations and even mobile units like one that's being operated by the Department of Environmental Quality this summer. So that's a great resource. And then overall for boat maintenance and responsible boating, the Boat US Federation has an excellent online free course that people can take. It takes about 45 minutes to go through, and you learn all about everything from boat maintenance to keeping your gear clean to staying away from environmentally sensitive areas. It's a really great option for folks.
Well worth the time expenditure.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time. time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Joe Lattimore, and Dr. Lattimore is an aquatic ecologist in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University. You've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday at 8:20 as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.